stations when I was a baby of 8 months old, four children, to work on bridges, rock bridges, and stonemason. And so he saved us, he borrowed money, and sent for us, and arrived in Seaford, where they were breaking the When we arrived here at the station, we got a little cottage and five first lane, interesting thought that I think that I'm looking to the group. One young night, a very exploring rocket, near the top, just a bit of coffee to tell us this part. We all woke up and wondered what had been happening. We got up in that morning, wondering anxiously, and went from that space. I was then just over 4 years of age. Looked across the finish front, lying up against on the beach, and green, big, red, the gun. To London, as he lay that room, wonderful sight for a boy who never had a chance to Well, he said he was unhelped to it, then he got to school, there was no one there, and Mr. Fawcett asked, he said, clear out, and you know what it comes in, right out of sight, said the chap. And so we cleared out, and we went and saw the sight. Well, I went to school, I said, 5 years ago. Four of them was not going to be We went there in the morning at 9 o'clock. There were two rooms. Mr. Carson was the headmaster and his son was his sister. The old fire behind it, where Mrs. Steele, we got about 18 cents lit to bring on the morning lighting two fires and sleeping it. The master and Mr. Stanley was back there. I never found that way. I only remember once a man coming down with them with depression. Whether there was examination, I never knew because I never passed. I was always in trouble. I was heading to school. I got more punished than any boy for inattention. The reason is this. Actually, fond of reading. I'd read anything I got over. We'll get a reading lesson. Of course, I'd go on it here again and story. Couldn't find me place. Never had to come. That's the only thing that was on the school. Well, I played truant until they got sick of me. Then it was late and ran away. And I think they said, good friend, having some trouble. You never learn anything. We don't need a bad exam at all, but you know, so I ran. I went to the kitchen where they wanted to fly there. I saw Mr. Barron, he said, how old are you, Sonny? I said, 13, sir. Well, he said, you're rather tiny for your job to start working. What have you done? I said, nothing. Well, he said, I'll come up, he said, tomorrow morning, and I'll put you in the case.